All right, I'd like to welcome Carl Burns to the front here. As many of you know, Bob Lawrence has retired as of the middle of February, and the rector of Our Savior, John's Island, in his spare time, has stepped into the breach. Thank you, Carl.
It's my pleasure, blessing, and honor, first and foremost, to give thanks to the bishop for his shared passion, his shared vision for St. Christopher Camp and Conference Center. As we have rallied around biblical Anglicans for a global age, I think the bishop has seen St. Christopher operate as the evangelical and discipleship-making engine of this diocese. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Please do. Please do. So it's my honor to stand up and give this report. And what I want to do is talk about three things just very briefly with you. I want to talk about, in terms of that evangelical engine of this diocese, what has happened, what is happening, and what you can do to continue to make that happen. What has happened in this past year has been nothing short of a miracle, of the work of the Holy Spirit, as St. Christopher has navigated through a pandemic and seen COVID go into Delta, go into Omicron, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, and get your applause machine ready, we finished the year in the black, praise God. But more importantly, the ministry of the camp continued. We had summer camp in the summer at reduced numbers, but children heard and felt and saw the Word of God and the Holy Spirit work in their lives. We had schools continue to come despite masks on, masks off, and that whole confusion that we walked through that's been so painful for all of us. Yet the voice of Jesus would not be silenced. That's what's been going on in the evangelical engine of this diocese. And thanks to you, your prayers, and your support, it continues today, despite the fact that in that reduction, we also saw a staff that was severely reduced, and today is operating on, I don't even know how to describe fumes. But let me tell you about Lisa Marone, who worked in the gift shop, who does work in administration. And if you went there right now, you'd find her in the kitchen getting ready to help serve dinner. That's the heroic effort that has been going on and now continues to go on. And what's happening now is that schools are picking up, coming in. We just had our first huge men's conference. Yes, it was different. But thank you for your grace and understanding. And we've had people volunteer to step in, to pitch in, to do things like pick up trees and branches that have fallen after a storm, or wash dishes. And you found out just exactly why we don't have mud pie very often, because that stuff's hard to clean off the plate. What's going on right now is that the community has surrounded Camp St. Christopher, the Seabrook community, the John's Island community, lots of the West Ashley churches, and come in and helped with volunteers. And we need that to continue as we continue to navigate to be the evangelical and discipleship-making engine of this diocese. That's what's going on right now. The ministry, I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and saying, will you go in? We're going to send you into the furnace, the king says. And he says, well, surely God will save us. But if not, we will continue to worship God. That's what's going on right now. So how can you help? How can you be a part of keeping that going on? I'm going to challenge you. The first thing is this. Churches, I need you to adopt a cabin. I need you to get together with your men, your women, whatever group it is, and contact a guy named Bennett Love. That's L-O-V-E, in case you're taking notes. Bennett's a great guy, and he would be glad to coordinate with you how you can adopt a cabin so that when our children come this summer, they have a fresh place to sleep and to gather. Churches, How many of you have St. Christopher in your line item outreach budget? Don't raise your hands. I'm glad you do. But we need more. We're going to reinstitute that St. Christopher Sunday coming up. But this diocese needs to, Bishop Ken, refire. Amen. We need to refire our passion and knowledge. No matter what happens with the property. You know that we have suffered a catastrophic fire to the dining hall. And we're just now starting to get going on that. I appreciate your patience. The staff appreciates your patience. But it's going to happen. It's just going to take a while. I found all about insurance and all about the town of Seabrook and the county of Charleston and adjusters. And it's happening. Please be patient. But we still need you to step into this. We still need your support. Pray for the staff. Encourage the staff. If you can't make it to St. Christopher, write a note of encouragement to the staff. If you can entrust your children and your grandchildren to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you need to come alongside in partnership with your time, your talent, and your treasure. And it's no coincidence this is happening during the season of Lent. Amen? Amen. Amen. The last thing I want you to do, I'm going to ask Bob Lawrence to come up on stage, please, as a point of privilege. Ken, would you come up as well? Ken Weldon. These two men right now for us and the time that God has for us are the bookends. And we're going to pray for them. I want you to know that as you see on the screens, on April the 9th, there is a gathering at Old St. Andrews. Mark the date that we're going to honor Bob and Lynn and their service at St. Christopher. I hope you can be there. I hope you can be there. Bob has been my close friend. In the past 5 years, it has been my honor to have bacon every Wednesday morning with this man. He's not only friendship, but he offers bacon.
Carmen does that.
I will miss him. But he's being refired. And I can't wait to see what God has for him in this next chapter. So I'm going to lay my hands on him and pray for him. Would you please join me, Ken? Would you lay your hands too? Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you send amongst us saints. Those people who hear your call. Those people who walk into the battle. Those people who fearlessly lead. And this man standing here, Bob, has done so faithfully that for all these years. Lynn by his side, Lord, we are so thankful for the ministry that they have provided us, but more importantly, our children and our grandchildren and even our great-grandchildren. So, Lord, bless him and keep him in this new chapter. Lord, let him know that he can hear your voice when he thinks of St. Christopher and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Bless him in the ministry that you have for him. Allow him to get rest, but allow him to also know that you have work for him to do. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Amen. It was also my blessing to serve as the chair of the search committee, and it was a unanimous proposal to the bishop to call the Reverend Ken Weldon to be the next executive director. And I can tell you that I, along with Sandy Kerner and Rhonda Myers, we're kind of the three-headed decision-making process in the interim that's going on. By the way, Sandy's here. Rhonda is, she wanted to know if she should come, and I said, no, you need a day off. Can y'all give them a round of applause, please? So So without further ado, I'm going to pray for Ken, and then he wants to say a word or two. Lord, I have been blessed by having this man in my life for a long, long time. Many of you have been blessed in this convention by knowing Ken. So, Lord, we come around him with the gifts that you've given each one of us to support he and Boo as they make this transition. Lord, may he know that the only shoes he needs to walk in are the ones that you have provided him. May you guide his feet. May you guard his heart. May you direct his mind. And may the passion that he has for St. Christopher Camp and Conference Center grow day by day. And again, it's in your son's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
They asked us earlier today if we wanted our report to be after Todd Simonis's or after the insurance guy. I want to thank Bishop Lawrence for appointing me to this post. My wife, Boo, and I are deeply saddened to be leaving St. John's Florence, where we've served for 14 years. We are eternally grateful to the gratitude and have gratitude to that parish for the way that they have loved and cared for us for 14 years. And we just want to thank them. Can't thank them enough. There are big shoes to fill. At Camp St. Christopher, Bob and Lynn have done an amazing, amazing job in their ministry out there, and it is a daunting task, to be sure. But moving forward, I just want to say a couple things. Number one, I want to remind you that St. Christopher is your camp. It is your place, and you are all welcome there, as are all members of your parish, and we want to get y'all out there as often as we can. The second thing is, I have gotten the question multiple times since I accepted the call, and that is, what happens if we lose camp? What happens if we lose camp? And it occurs to me that Camp St. Christopher is more about the people and more about the ministry than it is about the place, though the place is beautiful and significant. And my answer to them is the same always, and that is, we may lose the buildings. We may lose the dirt, but we cannot and we will not lose camp. I have been going to Camp St. Christopher since I was 10 years old. When I was 15 years old, I met a girl named Boo Lovejoy, and she gave me her name tag at Camp St. Christopher. I still have that name tag. Next year, Boo and I will have been married for 30 years, and we are honored, Boo and I both. We are honored and humbled to be called to this ministry and to this place. We are eager to get to work, and we are excited, genuinely excited, to see what the Lord is going to do. Thank you all very much.